This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White Hits.
The Jeanette and Jay John show here on Asian Pop Radio. I am Jeanette.
I am Jay John.
And what did I do last night?
Well, what did you do last night?
Sleep.
You slept. Well, that's an obvious thing.
Actually, no. I was reading up on this like beauty Bible. I forgot what it's called, but it gives you 10 steps on Korean skincare.
Right.
We're talking about cleansing twice.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Didn't we discuss the other week that I said that
you don't have to discuss it. I can see it from here.
My skincare regime basically consists of just a facial scrub and that's all.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah,
and
I
how
need
that's
to work
so
on that.
Bad.
Yeah. You know what isn't bad? Our music for this evening's program.
What is this music for this evening's program?
We will be playing some track. fresh hit, new to the Asian Pop Radio playlist, Berry Good with Don't Believe.
Don't Believe.
You should not believe everything you're told.
No.
But you should believe that we're going to play Berry Good, Don't Believe.
Always, always.
We'll be playing your boys, BTS, Fire.
Fire.
We'll be playing My Boys, Big Bang, Last Dance.
Fire.
We'll be playing some girls, Scandal, Take Me Out.
Ooh, scandalous.
We'll be playing a hit from about 12 months ago, Kiss Em, No Jam. And Tenyol and Punch with another fresh Asian Pop Radio hit, Stay With Me. There you go. Coming up also before the end of the show, Gail Nerva,
Pretend.
Singaporean talent, because we play Asia-wide hits 24-7.
Beauty.
Let's get into our first track, Jeanette.
Let's do it.
What is it?
It's Impact. Feels so good.
In fact. Yeah.
It was wrong when I announced it first.
No, you were saying the Filipino way.
In fact. Do you see how I shied away? Because I felt like I was going to swear.
Yeah, wow. Thanks for resisting the urge.
You're welcome.
Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Impact. In fact.
Oh, my God.
I am a full Filipino woman. Do not degrade me with the way I pronounce
all
my
right,
F's
all
and
right.
A's.
I'm sorry, I won't.
In fact, feels so good. They're signed under Star Empire Entertainment and they had a comeback in November, which was that very song.
Yeah, Star Empire revealed details about the group's 2017 project, In Factory, which kicked off with a launching event on January the 7th this year, consisting of monthly releases, mini fan meetings, as well as mini concerts. In line with the title M Factory, the group plans to churn out impactful and sincere music. That's good because, you know, there's enough soulless things around.
Sorry, you were about to say a B word.
Soulless things around?
You said soulless.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Quit picking on the way I say
things. Cut it out. It's not my fault.
Impact, my God. They debuted in January 2016, by the way, with mini album Lollipop.
Lollipop Take.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was also thinking about Lollipop F.
Oh, yes.
Oldie
true.
Do you have a favorite lollipop?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite lollipop?
I think it's cola, then becomes peach.
Is there a brand?
I think it's Chupa Chups.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yep.
Yeah.
I like the Starburst sucks. I think they're more flavoursome.
No, the one that I mentioned was really good. Every time I drove to work on my little motorbike, had that sticking out of my mouth.
We used to love these little things when we were kids, ghost drops. Have you ever had them?
Yes,
like they just basically make your whole mouth
cents.
A different colour. They
yes.
were. They were like 5 cents. And then the Mega Warheads, they were always fun
oh
as
my
well.
God, no.
And you just they're drooling.
They really hurt after a while.
Yeah.
Is that why you drool a lot? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Long time affected by Mega Warheads. let's go to the news headlines.
Shuffle paper.
Oh, I don't have paper.
I have one.
You did
shuffle
well.
Shuffle my one page.
You did well. This is the Jeanette J. John Show. Jeanette's eating a bread kind of thing in the background.
Why do you have to tell everyone?
I'm impressed by how much bread you can eat in one sitting.
By the way we eat, I mean, by the way we record, I don't have time to eat.
Yeah. No, so. That's fair enough. You work and then you come here and then I understand what it's like.
Yeah.
Very good, in
don't
fact.
Don't believe. Don't believe.
Now that's the latest release from the girls. They are formed under Asia Bridge Entertainment, consisting of five of the girls. Debuted in 2014. There you go. You want to say anything else on them?
No.
Recently took part in 2017 Idol Star Athletics Championship alongside A-Pink's
Jun Hyunmo. Lee Seung-gun.
As MCs. Great. See, this is the partnership we have. Do they have any other groups under their belt or only Berry Good? I can't remember hearing about Asia Bridge Entertainment before.
No, not at all.
Maybe Emho has an idea of Asia Bridge Entertainment. And if they represent anyone else other than Berry Good. Any idea, Michael?
No idea. But they must be... Very good.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Even though it's very good.
That was a very good joke.
It was
very good.
It was very delicious.
That was very fantastic.
Because the group is called Berry Good. With a B.
Right?
Yeah, all right, cool. So we're all clear on the fact that it's very and a berry and not very.
It's a berry.
Yes.
How's things in Korea, Michael?
Fantastic. It's been pretty good.
For every Korean? For every Korean? Do you speak on behalf of every Korean? Everyone's very good?
No. I speak on behalf of my fake Korean side, so I think that accounts for maybe something or maybe nothing. I'm not too sure.
Ah, okay, good. What have you been up to?
Quite a lot recently. I recently went to the countryside of Korea, and I went to Gapyeong, which is sort of in Seoul, but sort of outside of Seoul. Went with a couple of friends to a pension, which is something that a lot of people do, a lot of couples do as well. You sort of get away from the city life, and it's been and that was really cool. On top of that, I also went to places like gym. Obviously, if you guys know what a Jimjilbang is?
Yep.
No? Yes?
Yes, I do.
No, she does. I don't, but you can explain to me, because I'm a hat.
Korean bathhouse or like a similar to it, like a kind of Japanese onsen, but more of a like steam rooms and all that stuff.
Right. Wow, that would have been fun.
Was there beads on the floor?
Yeah. Definitely a different experience. It's my third time going, and I think this time it was different because I fell asleep there.
Which is quite common.
Yeah, which is quite common, but it does feel weird that you're in sort of like a... You're in a bathhouse and you literally fall asleep. And you wake up to some random time.
Wow. I kind of feel like there's this extra level of comfort with sleeping in public in Asia. Every time I go, I see, like, I'm always taken back. It doesn't matter if I'm in, like, Southeast Asia or Korea. But I always feel like there's more people in public just having a snooze. Like, even if it's just at Macca's sitting on the table, like, having a bit of a sleep. I mean, you know, I think it's just because everyone in Asia works a little bit harder than Australians. I think that's what it is.
Well, I mean, for me, I wouldn't go that far, Jace. But I definitely think, you know, it's, you know, you see quite a few people have a snooze here and whatnot, and I think it is. I guess it is a little bit more common here.
Yeah.
And they don't find it as weird as you probably would in Australia, but I'm not too sure about that one.
Sorry, we got a little bit tracked there, Emho, because we thought we heard a ghost coming through the recording, but then we realized it was someone playing opera in another studio.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. If it was a ghost, what would you name the ghost?
Hoju, I don't know.
Kim Woo Bin.
Oh, must be a handsome ghost then.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it. All of it.
Sounds like a very handsome ghost.
Very. Berry.
Berry.
Oh my god.
He's just not getting it.
No.
Yeah.
Michael, like, how's the balance between working your butt off and getting to see Korea going? Because it's something that so many people aspire to, wanting to move over to Korea, work for a bit while you get out there and see the place. And do you feel like you're ticking enough places off the list in between having to work?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good balance between getting out and working as well. I think the difference between working and sort of keeping balance with everything is that I think if you come expecting that you have like all the time in the world, you don't. And yeah. I think the one thing that happens when you, I guess, move to Korea is that sometimes you do get a little bit complacent, and some days you feel like you can't, you want to be lazy, you just want to sleep, wake up late, and sort of, you know, just maybe go down to the convenience store,
yeah,
buy something,
buy
back,
a hot bar,
and then just, yeah.
And it's good to be kind of able to look after yourself for a while, isn't it? Without responsibilities back
look
home.
Look after yourself. Buy three ramens and eat it in one placing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, I do. For me, working at my job, I mean, there's certain responsibilities I have, and you know, I just try to keep up with everything and try to work as hard as possible.
Yeah.
Try to improve my Korean as much as possible. And I guess that's a tip for people who, you know, who want to live or stay in Korea for a while, is while Korean isn't vital to everything, it is
unless
it does
vegetarian.
Help out when you do that. You'd be surprised how many places do serve.
Yeah, but you have to find them. He's gone to find
life
vegetarian.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael. Yeah, can you tell me anything sus that's gone on so far in your workplace? Like, have you seen anything bizarre? I mean, it's a hotel, right? Some pretty oddball things can happen in hotels. You got anything weird that's happened?
Well. With that being said, I don't work in a hotel. I work in a guest house.
Oh, come on. Not that different.
No, it's a guest house hostel, because guest house hostels are kind of the, like, you could choose to stay in a hotel, but I think hotels are kind of overpriced.
All right, so what I meant was, like, you're working somewhere where people sleep and leave a lot of shit hanging around, like, so, you know, anything weird happen?
Literally hang their poop.
No, in particular, I've met a lot of different personalities.
Yeah,
which has been weird, but it's been great.
Yeah,
you know, it's
okay.
Been great to meet a lot of different people. You get to meet a lot of people from around the world. Some people who love certain people who love K-pop a lot, and who work, you know, sending albums and selling albums and going to fan sign events and going to all of that. And someone I know. Who used to work for us, he did a lot of that, so I could imagine that, you know, that was a lot of work, getting up at 5 a.m., going to concerts, maybe going to airport, or high five events, for example.
All for the love of K-pop.
That's a very taxing and demanding job.
Yeah.
Yeah, all for the love of K-pop. I mean, for me, obviously, you know, my love only reaches a certain point. If it's before 12 o'clock, I have no love. If it's after 12 o'clock, I have all the love in the world.
Emho, thanks for joining us on the show.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
What's so funny?
I know. What the heck? What's actually funny?
What?
Why did you laugh, like, really sarcastically when we just said thank you for being on the show?
All right, good
me?
Times.
No, I
good times. All right, thanks.
There was a dead silence there. There was a dead silence from you.
Okay, cool.
And to emphasize it.
All right, all good. Look, you know what? We're going to talk to you again next week because we love it. It's good to keep it's good to keep up to date with what's going on in Emho world. Michael, because you love K-pop so
always.
Much, we're going to play BTS for you. Fire. Can you handle that?
Fire.
All right, Janet J. on Asian Pop Radio. Emho on the line. See you, Emho.
Bye. Big Bang, Last Dance, here on the Jeanette and J-John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Not the first dance, not the second dance.
Not the third dance. Not the fourth.
Might
not
be
the
their
fifth,
last dance
not
before.
Not the sixth, not the seventh. I'm not
going to the army.
Oh, shut up. Not the eighth, not the ninth, but not the last. It is the last.
True. true story. You know, we all know that the boys. Yeah, that was bizarre. That was bizarre. And you know what? You put on a laugh here and there, but that was a natural laugh, and I don't quite know why. But anyway, we all know that they celebrated their 10th anniversary recently, and that was with a concert before going on hiatus in January.
This year.
The five-piece group, obviously GD Top, Taeyang, Daesung, and Seungri, held their 10th anniversary concert.
Big Bang 10, the concert, 0 to 10, final, yes, in Seoul입니다.
In the Gokyok Sky Dome in Seoul.
Gokyok.
Thank you. We all know about my Korean classes. They didn't go very well. On January 18, the concert was the finale for the group's series of concerts in Korea, Japan, and China, celebrating 10 years since they debuted back in 06. My wallet lasted just as long, didn't it? Just as long.
It predicted how long Big Bang would last.
Yeah.
So they went on to, of course, Mandatory Army.
Big Bang VIP wallet for those playing at home that haven't.
Every time you gave cash, you gave a little bit of your wallet with it. It was weird.
Just rubbed off along with it. I'm surprised that none of my credit cards ever fell out. That thing was just in tatters by the end. Like we are at the end of the week. It's only Tuesday. My place is falling apart. The group performed the hits such as Lies, Last Farewell, Loser, Good Boy, If You, Bang Bang Bang, Fantastic Baby, and Sober, among other things. Members got to perform their own solo hits. It sounds like the concert that I wanted them to bring to Melbourne and Sydney, because they played mostly their new songs, but I wanted to.
It was weird because I think Big Bang wanted a really big reaction to the crowd. But I think most of the Melburnian crowd was like, are you serious that Big Bang are like right in front of us right now?
Yeah, we're just
got most smacked. Of us were in shock.
Yeah, it's like, I can't hear you from all the black I'm wearing.
I know, they were like trying to like sing along and no one did because everyone's like, did Taeyang just speak to me? Are you real? Is this real life?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's G-Dragon. He looks like a centimeter tall from where I'm sitting, but it's amazing.
He's
right
much smaller in real life. Usually when I sit in front of my computer, he's like 6 foot, but like from here, he looks 1 centimeter.
Yeah, he's a good boy, isn't he? He's a good boy. They're all good boys.
They're all good boys.
That's why we love him.
They're not a bad boy.
Now, obviously, they are getting close to their military service. Top is scheduled to enlist this month, actually, and GD and Taeyang to follow suit within the next year. Let's hope it's their birthday suit.
Really? Yeah. That'd be so disrespectful.
New airport fashion.
I wouldn't mind. I'd go to the airport for that.
It's going to be awkward if they go through the security gate and they beep.
GD, which piercings do you have?
And where?
That's what I'm...
All right, cool. Scandal.
Take me out, like, right now.
No, they're coming up after the community service announcements.
Taking me out right now.
This is the Jeanette J. John Show. That song was Jeanette.
Take me out.
Yeah.
By Scandal.
Yeah. Yes. This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio, which you can find at asianpopradio.com. What do you think of our newly updated website? Have you had a bit of a look?
It's fresh.
Yeah.
At least we have a pineapple. Like, we have a pen? Oh, we don't.
No, we don't. But the really cool thing about the website now is you can go to asianpopradio.com and it's basically like before you even have to scroll down, it's got everything you need. It's got the name, Asian Pop Radio.
Just in case, if you forgot.
Yeah. It's like, where's Jamaica Dela Cruz and Andy? I can't find them.
Here.
Natalie or whoever.
I'm Jamaica Dela Cruz.
Hashtag SBS Pop Asia crew, whatever. Asia Pop Radio, you can click on the 24/7 radio stream there and then, so you can just listen to Asia Wide Hits 24/7.
Yes.
Our show, Chopsticks and BS, the Top 10 Countdown every night.
Kville
Radio with Mo, so many things. You can download our app there and there, or you can just scroll down a little bit and... listen to our latest podcast. So at the moment I think it's the Jeanette and Jay John Show from Monday.
Yes.
Yep. Obviously we're on Tuesday.
Yes.
So Tuesday's show should be up tomorrow.
Thank God, you know.
Or thereabouts, you know. And the news, scroll down a little bit further and the news should be on the screen, but it's not.
Oh, no, it is.
I think it's vanished.
No, it's
only
there.
On my phone. Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Get a new phone.
No, it is a new phone. It's like only a couple months old. Anyway, but it's your one-stop shop. So go to AsianPopRadio.com and you can make sure you stream us, download our app, and listen to our podcast each day if you do miss the show. There you go. Nice and easy. Of course, there is a form there, so if you want to fill out your details and share your thoughts, anything you want to tell us, we would love to hear from you.
If you want to find out GD's New Year's resolution, go onto our website.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's there.
It is there. Yeah.
Just had to show
you. Do
you
like my headline? I'm quite happy with our headlines this week.
You spelt smoking wrong.
Smoking? How did I spell it wrong?
You got the G.
It's smoking.
You forgot the G in G Dragon.
Smoking hot G Dragon.
I'm just making you doubt yourself.
Aye. There's enough people making me do that. You don't need to do it.
Aww. Stop
where's
it.
Where's my violin?
Right here, the tiniest violin.
Got me thinking about things I like to eat before bed. I was thinking of subjects to talk about on the show last night.
Yes.
While I was sitting there really late thinking if I should eat before going to bed or not. So I thought, let's do a top three naughty things to eat before bedtime. Not sexual at all.
I won't say it. I nearly did. Did you see that?
Yeah, you were so... I could see that you're really hoping to say something there.
As soon as I blinked and closed my eyes, I was like, regrets if it comes out of my mouth.
Top three naughty things you'd like to eat before...
Number three for you?
If it's in the house, obviously, I love Nutella and I love cream. And I don't care how I eat it, I find a way to do it. So sometimes I put it on my Weet-Bix.
Okay.
And cover it in milk. Or sometimes I just make toast and put Nutella all over it with cream. Amazing. Yeah. Yep. Very unhealthy.
Well, similar to yours, it's actually just chocolate.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Nice.
Number two?
I like kind of like leftovers. So especially like pasta or something. If I leave, because often like I cook enough pasta to bring some to work.
Yeah.
But they'll, you know, it'll get to like 11:30 at night and I'm watching TV and finally finished like editing or researching
Doing
Asian Pop Radio.
Other things.
And then I'll be like, you know, that pasta's sitting in there and having a heavy pasta before bed can make you sleep well. So then I go, I'll just have a little bit. No, it's true. It's good for you. Just have a little bit and then I've eaten the whole bowl and then I can't sleep because I've eaten too much. Bit temperamental.
Yeah.
Number two for you?
Mee Goreng.
Nice. Yeah. That's a nice quick snack before bed.
No, because you get swollen face the next day because of all the salt.
Right. Number one for me, it's like worst case scenario, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you want a midnight snack and you're like, I just need something quick.
Like Nigella.
And I can't really think about cooking anything.
Yeah.
I basically just get like cheese, whatever cheese I've got, and carve it and then sit there and eat blocks of cheese. And maybe just like wrap it in some bread with like some mayo. It's a Dutch thing. We like our cheese and mayo.
Is this why you're vegetarian?
Yeah. Why? What do you mean?
Oh, no, just...
Because I love cheese. I love cheese. I can't help it.
Like,
cheese is
amazing.
You
don't need meat. You have cheese and mayo.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you wake up in the middle of the night and eat meat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number one's
like
Korean fried chicken.
Half a pig or something?
Close. Half a chicken.
Number one, Korean chicken.
Yep.
Where do you get it from?
Everywhere.
Like in the middle of the night?
No, I always order enough.
To bring home.
No, just order enough.
Yeah.
For three people, but there's only one. Certainly just me.
Oh, man. good. You know what you shouldn't eat in the middle of the night? Jam.
What if you have no jam?
You have kiss 'em.
Oh!
Right now. Asian Pop Radio.
Mohe, 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 do. Cheer me on you, say. I don't think that's what she says.
No, leave it to kiss 'em.
Oh. Chanyeol and Punch, stay with me here on the Jeanette and J-John Show Asian Pop Radio. Did you know that he also did a collaboration with Jesse and Forest Movement?
Jesse and Forest Movement? The same song?
Yep.
Yeah, well, you can do that. And in the meanwhile, I'm going to tell you, you're going to try and use the computer I'm using, aren't you? Good times.
Good times.
So, the Instiz chart combines the overwhelming variety of charts that South Korea uses to rank their music sales, right? So there are so many different charts in Korea. The Gaon chart, the Mnet chart, the chart.
KK box.
The KK box chart. No, that's China. But yeah, the users, they basically combine all of those varieties of charts to rank music sales, and it's also what fans use to determine whether their favorite artists have achieved an all kill, which is a term that we talk about a lot on the show. And luckily for him, he's made it to those guyses have made it to number 3 this week on that chart. Stay With Me has earned 17,832 points, followed by Crush with Beautiful.
Yes.
And then Ailey made it to number 1 this week with I Will Go to You
Like the first snow.
Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Yeah. Let's
now
do some
to back
snow
that
angels.
Up, yeah. It was not Jesse, it was Tinashe.
Ah.
Tinashe.
You should get your facts straight.
Well, you didn't even know it was a real song, so.
Someone else that's straight. I didn't know where else to go with that. Maybe. Maybe she's not. Maybe it's totally up to her. We're going to go to Gail Nervo from Nerva. In Singapore with her song Pretend. And we're not pretending. Here it is. No. Asian Pop Radio.
We don't pretend for the whole year.
That was Gail Nerva with Pretend, direct from Singapore, which is a great time to tell you that we have...
I'm going to Singapore.
No, I haven't got plans to go to Singapore just yet. I only just got back.
You get it. You went to Asia.
I get it. Yeah. Okay, I do cool. like Singapore. Yeah. I like the name drop.
Okay.
It's fun. It's
cool,
a good place.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, not quite the Philippines with their endless beaches, but there is one 3 kilometer beach.
Are you disrespecting the women of the Philippines?
What? I don't think so. Not intentionally, anyway. Gail Nerva, obviously there, and maybe a friend, I'm not sure. It's a small island. They might, I'm sure they all know
Very
each other.
Small.
Jasmine Sokko will be joining us on our Friday program.
Show.
So do make sure you download our app now. You can go to asianpopradio.com and click on the button right at the top of the page.
Yes.
Download our app.
Yes.
You can do it on our Facebook page.
Yes.
It says use app. Click on there and download
it. Do it.
So easy.
Do it.
You can download our podcast by subscribing on iTunes. How do you follow us on social media?
Like us on Facebook on facebook.com/AsianPopRadio, as well as follow us on Twitter.
Good. I'll do that now.
That didn't sound like me. That was kind of gross.
Wow. I shouldn't go pretending to use a keyboard when we're live on air. Until next time,
have a sign off.
Have a great night.
Yes.
You have a good night.
Are you saying I'm having a bad night?
You have a good night.
You made a weird, eyes blinked
have a good night.
At different times.
Have a good night.
Oh. 3 naughty things to eat before you go to bed.
Top 10 countdown is coming up next with Trav. See you later.
Bye.